Vayter and Chaser and Daf Nun Hey, picking up on Nun Dal Nun Beis by the bottom of the page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up. Second word Vehod De Tanan. Continuing on, we left off discussing Yisurim relevant to either paternal relationships or maternal relationships. That means that you share a father, you share a mother. And now we're going to continue with that with what I like to call the crazy case of fives. So we're going to look at a situation right now where we have five different women coming from overlapping parents. So just try to imagine the following. Could I just see a chart or just to write the following on a piece of paper? Mom, then next to it, dad. Then next to it, mom. Next to it, dad. Next to it, mom. Next to it, dad. So the first mom and dad, they have a child, a daughter. We'll call the kids A, B, C, D, and E. Rashi gives a lot of different names here. You're welcome to use those if that helps you. But I'm going to call them A, B, C, D, and E. The first mom and dad, they have a kid named A. Now that dad then marries another woman and has another kid called B. Now these kids, A and B, are called half-sisters. They share a father. Then that mom ends up marrying another dad. So it goes on to now she gets divorced from that one, moves on to the next one. And then that mom and dad have a kid named C. That dad marries another woman, and then they have a kid named D. So C and D are, I'll see in a minute. Okay, they have a D. And then that mom marries another guy named dad, and that they have a kid named E. So comes out that A and B are half-sisters. B and C are half. C and D are half. D and E are half. But A, C, and E are not related. Neither are B and D. Now, what happens is a guy named Bob. Bob marries A. He then finds out that A died, so he marries B, which is okay because you're allowed to marry your wife's sister if she dies, not if she's alive, even if you're divorced, but if she dies. So he goes and marries B. And then he finds out that B dies, so he marries C, which is fine, even though they're half-sisters, because one is dead. Then he finds out C dies, so Bob marries D. Then he finds out D dies, then he marries E. And then, ba-boom, he finds out they are all alive. Oh, my goodness. So what happens is as follows. Turns out that even though, of course, he was married to A, when he married B, since he was married to A, the Kiddushin isn't Chal. It doesn't mean anything. But he is married to C. Right, because C is not related to A in any way, shape, or form. Then D can't be married to D because when he married D, C was still alive. Therefore, D must be nothing. But he is married to E because E is not related to C at all. So he's married to A, C, and E, not to B and D. And then the Gemara is going to go on to explain that if it ends up happening that Bob then dies, so then A, C, and E fall to Yibum, and it's a regular case of Yibum. B and D are nothing. What ends up happening if, though, A really did die, and then he marries B, so that's a good Kiddushin. So then when he marries C, C ends up not being a good Kiddushin because he really was married to B. Right? The same kids before, just A really did die, but B, C, D, and E didn't die. So then B is a good Kiddushin, C isn't, D is a good Kiddushin, E isn't, and the same then applies and play it out. And that is where the Gemara is going to say that it doesn't make a difference whether it's from the mother or from the father, whether it's siblings, and then you find that the issue applies to both. Okay, with that intro, let's read inside. I'm going to go a little quick. Here we go. Vatatan. Armelo, and let's take a look and see. Not a kasha, but it's more of a point to bring out this idea that we find the Mishnah, which is found later on Sadi Vav. So remember the case of crazy fives. Armelo, Meisel, if you said your wife died, A died. Vinasa Chosam, if he marries the sister from the father, that's B. Mesa, he died. Vinasa Chosam, he married the sister from the mother, that's C. Mesa, Nasa Chosam, Avia, that's D. Mesa, Nasa Chosam, Ima, that's E. Motor, Berishona, Vishishu Chamish, is Motor with A, C, and E. Upotus, or saying, and if it ends up doing a case of Yibam, so it's going to patter off. If you do Yibam or Chalitz with A, then C and E are out, or C that A and E are out, or E that A and C are out. Of also b'shnei revius, but it's going to be also to be with B and D. Vein bia achas mehem poter sarasa, and having be with one of them is not going to pat to the other one. B and D are meaningless in that case. It just had to be A, C, and E. Vein ba'al shnei alachem yisus rishon. Let's say actually it turns out that A did die, like we said, and he had a relationship with B. Then muter b'shnei revius, B and D are good. Who puts it to her saying, and B is going to pat to D, and B D is going to pat to B. We did yom chalitza. Va'also b'shus v'chamish is going to be also to be with C and E. Beep. Turn the page. Don't hear him enough. Alma achos ishto. What do we see? We see that the sister of your wife, bein min'av, bein min'aim asuros. Question is, where do we know this from? Inalan, how do we know that a chosishto also applies by a maternal sister? In other words, if I'm married to a woman and she has a sister, but they share only a mother, not a father, how do we know that applies? Then yalif me'achoso, we learn that from the din, a regular case of achoso. It's also for me to be with my sister, ma'achoso bein mina'av bein mina'im, whether my sister comes from my father or from my mother, afkan bein mina'av bein mina'im, so do we also, whether it comes from my father or comes from my sister, or from her father, from her sister. Incidentally, how do I know that I can't marry my sister, whether she's from my father or from my mother? That we saw on yesterday's daf at the end of Nunheim Rebbe. He said, Ma'achosa bin Ma'am bin Ma'am, Rashi said, Dechsev basavicha basimecha. It's pretty explicit in the Torah itself. Says the Gemara, V'leilif midod also. Why are you saying to learn out that I can't marry my wife's sister, whether they are sisters through the mom or through the dad? Because we learned from Achoso, there's another place we can learn out from, which we know is only from the dad. V'leilif midod also. Why don't I learn out from my aunt, which is my wife, my father's brother's wife? We know that it's only going to be us if we be involved with my father's brother's wife. So when he died, they get divorced. If they share a father, not a mother, though. Also, with the chosishto, should be the same thing. Says no. If it makes sense to learn out from the sister, you know why? My wife's sister is called krove atzmo, my own karv. Why? Because Rashi says machmas atzmo. Because of what I did, she becomes aser because I married my wife. Now I'm aser to the sister. It has nothing to do with my father. My father's brother's wife, that's called Krovas Aviv. I'm just a secondary to that. So therefore, let's go and equate to Mistabe Achosu because Krovi Atzmo, my sister, Krovi Atzmo. I should learn out my wife's sister from my own sister. Well, maybe we should find the tzad shava differently. If I should learn it out from my father's brother's wife, and not from my sister, and therefore only answer my wife's sister if it's coming from the same father. Why? The way that that iser came into being is from the fact of a marriage happening over here too. It's through marriage. We marry my wife and it ends up being a sister. And therefore, I shall learn it from there that it's only going to be an Isser if it's my wife's sister from a father, not a mother. Ella, me'eshes achyalfinan. Let's learn it out from my brother's wife. What's my brother's wife? It's going to be Isser to me whether it's coming from, it's my brother from the same father or from the mother or from a father. The shekein davar al yidei kiddushin ukrove atzmo. We know that case is going to be through marriage and it's krove atzmo because it's my brother's wife, that's considered my karov, and they're both coming through marriage. My brother's wife and my wife's sister, those yisurim are coming through marriage. So then let's learn out from the other that just like I'm also to my brother's wife, whether it's my brother from my father and my brother from my mother, so too here too my wife's sister, whether it's from they share a father, they share a mother. The Eishasach Guvaminol, and how do I know that Eishasach, if that's the case, it's going to be also my brother's wife, is also me, whether from my father or my mother. The Tanya learns in the Braisa, Ervas Eishas Achicha Lo Segala. Pasuk says, the erva of your brother's wife, Lo Segala, you shall not uncover. Bein Mina'av, Bein Mina'im. Sounds like it's saying, whether from the father or from the mother. Says Gemara, what? Who says that's even true? Atom or Bein Mina'im. How do you know it doesn't mean maybe it's only for the father, not for the mother? It makes sense to say that it's from the Av and the Aim. You know why? Because Chayev Kan, Chiev Kan, Chiev Ba'achoso. The Torah says I'm Chayev in this case of when I'm with my brother's wife, and it also speaks about in Isser when I'm with my own sister. It's Ma'achoso Bein Minav Bein Aim, just like that was explicit. Av Kan Bein Minav Bein Aim. So too with my brother's wife. My brother's wife is Abin Aim, and therefore let me learn out brother's wife from wife and wife's sister together. For it's been Abin Bein Mina Aim. Says Gemara, well, who says maybe we should learn out that Chiev Khan is Mechayev me with my brother's wife, and Chiev Bidodoso. It's also Mechayev me that I'm not allowed to be with my father's brother's wife. And we know what's that. Madodoso Mina Avilim Aim over there. It's Abin Aim. I'll have Khan Mina Abin Aim. And therefore, you have no way of learning out to say that my brother's wife is going to be from the father or the mother, maybe it's only from the father. Says, no, Nira Lemidama, let's see which one is more similar. Done in Krove Atzma or Krove Atzma. Veltuchech Dodaso, Shekove Av. Let's look at Done Krove Atzma. My Karov is my brother, and my brother's wife is going to ask me because of that, and my sister is my Karov. And don't let it out for my father's brother's wife, which is my father's carve. I'm just a secondary thing. So therefore, that's what we should compare. No, maybe not. Let's learn out something through Kedushin and through Kedushin. Don't start comparing my brother's wife to my sister, because that's not through Kedushin, my sister. My brother's wife can be compared to my father's brother's wife, which is through Kedushin also. Right, which is his own inherent Isser, and therefore maybe I should learn that it's only from the father. So we're kind of at a stalemate over here. So says Gemara, Talmud Lomar comes along the Torah to teach us, Ervas Achicha Hu. Whoops, he. Ervas Achicha He. She is the Erva of your brother. It's coming to tell you what? Bein min av, bein min aim. We started off at the beginning saying, Ervas Eishis Achicha, but now the pasuk at the end repeats itself and says, Ervas Achicha He. Which again doesn't seem to make a distinction whether it's for my father or for my mother. Says, what are you talking about? Maybe both of them are talking about your brother from your father. Both Eishes, Ervas Eishes Achicha and Ervas Achicha. Why are you saying that one all of a sudden it switches to being father or mother? Says, right, Chada de Yesh, oh. Pardon me. And oh, Chada de Yesh Labana Bechaye Baila. And the reason why you need one of them to speak about your brother from your father is coming to tell you the Yesh Labana Bechaye Baila. It's talking about your brother's wife who has children during while he's still alive, but they got divorced. So my brother, Bob, or Jack, let's go with Jack. I don't have a brother Jack, by the way. My brother Jack is married to a woman. And then my brother Jack and his wife have kids. So one case is, let's say I'm married to my brother Jack. My brother Jack goes out and he ends up having a wife and they end up having kids. And then they get divorced. I still not allowed to be with that woman. They have kids. Then when they get divorced, they still have no kids. I still can't be with her. Ein labanim, says the Gemara. No, ein labanim b'chaye b'ayla mi d'Rav Huna nafka. We don't have to learn that out from here, because we learned it out from something else, from somewhere else. And if we learn it out from somewhere else, and when we're back to our answer that we said a moment ago, Tamid Loma Ervas Achicha Hi, that bein min av, bein min aim, whether it's from the father or from the mother, but then we had asked, again, maybe we're saying both of them are talking about Ishizach min av. And then we said which one is which. Said no, because they in Labanim b'chaye b'ayla midrav huna nafka and ve'ima frank the gemara. Period. Okay, for which we saw on yesterday's daf says Rashi d'chsev eishes achiv nida hi kidal el. We had said that that pasuk. What do you mean? His brother is a nida. She's always a nida. The answer is no. Usher to you just like a nida, and that there is a time of heter, and that's if when she stops being a nida, or in the case when the husband, when the brother actually dies. Okay, says Gemara. Maybe let's say that maybe both pesukim are talking about eishes ach from the father. One of them is talking about you can't have a relationship with your brother's wife. I can't be with Jack's wife. When he has children, while he is alive, he says, the other one is, I can't be with her when she has children, even after she dies. But yet, nonetheless, it's coming to tell you still, it's only talking about Eishes Achim and Av. There's a Gemara, Yesh La Banim La'achem Mises Baila, Lo Tzich Ukra. The fact that they say that she has children after he dies, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that's going to be usher to you. Why? From the case of Yibam, when it says that if Jack dies with no kids, then I'm mutter to do Yibam. Then the implication of that is if they had kids, that'll be usher. Therefore, you can't learn it out from there. Therefore, don't tell me it's talking about both of them as Eishes Ach Mina Av, even if it's Eishes Ach Mina Aim. Says the Gemara, no, maybe not. V'deilma, ein labanim asur la'alma v'sharya liyavam. Yesh labanim sharya la'alma v'sharya liyavam. Maybe that pasuk of saying that if Jack dies with no kids, I'm allowed to go and marry, I can do Yibam, all that's telling you is a deal, but ein labanim, if he has no children, Jack ends up dying with having no kids with his wife, then it's asur la'alma, it's asur for this woman to be with the rest of the world, but it's about to be with the yavam. Yesh labanim, if she has children, then shari la'alma v'shari la'alma, it's about to everyone, not only to the yavam. Inami, or we could say maybe the other implication is, ein labanim mitzvah, if my brother Jack had no children, it's a mitzvah for me to do yibam. Yesh labanim v'shus, and if it doesn't, and if they had children, then it's a v'shus for me to go ahead and actually marry her. Inami, another way of learning it is that ein labanim in Yesh labanim lo. If they have no children, yes, go and do yibam. If ein labanim don't have children, then no, don't do it. Says Rashi. I'm sorry. Next words. V'lav haba michlal asei. Says Rashi. V'lav haba michlal asei. Yivam yavo aleha Avakaris Leka. It's a lav that comes from an essay. Right? The essay is do yibam, and if not, then don't do yibam, which means to say that's a lav, which is coming from an essay. And a lav that comes from an essay is not going to be chayev kares, which means there are many different type of implications that could have come from that. That comes to tell you that if you take a step back, that means to say that maybe we'll say that idi v'idi beishas ach min ha'av. And chada diyesh labanim b'chay b'ayilam. Chada diyesh labanim la'achem mises b'ayilam. But it means to say it's only from the father. So we're kind of back to our stalemate over here. We can learn both ways. So we have, basically, we learned out that from the Braisa that Ervas Achicha is coming to tell you this principle that to extend this Isser of Eishes Achicha in a case where they have kids. Okay, so now if that's the case, therefore it's not open to come and tell you. You'd learn from here that that Achos Ishto is talking about, it can't be answering Eishes Hashem. Achos Isha from the mother. We don't have a place for that. Therefore, Kasav Karachrino, but another pasuk, Ervas Achiv Gila. This third pasuk now is coming to tell me, this is what we're going to learn, that Jack's wife is going to be ushered to me if she has kids. By saying Ervas Achicha Gila, that's what it's telling us. So therefore, that which he brought in the Braisa is open to Aser, the wife of a maternal brother, right? So therefore, it's going to be awesome for me to be with Jack's wife, even if Jack is my brother from the same mother. Quick review of what we just said comes out. The last point, the last nekuda is that when we say the words ervas eishes achicha, that is the erva of your brother's wife. In other words, Jack's wife, the erva of your brother's wife. That's coming to teach that it's usher for me to be with Jack's wife while Jack is still alive after they get divorced, where they have kids. The word nida, that we said, the word nida by the brother's wife, that's going to tell you it's going to be usher while my brother's still alive, where she doesn't have kids. And then the words ervas achicha gila, which is at the end of that first pasuk we brought, that's coming to say that it's usher for me to be with Jack's wife if Jack dies and they had kids. I hope I said the right thing over there. The last point they said, it says need, when it says Ervas Achiv Gila, that's actually in the same pasuk of that, the word Nida. And then going back to the first pasuk we brought, it says Ervas Achiv, because it says Ervas Eishes Achicha, Lo Segala, Ervas Achicha, this is the Erviv Achicha. Now we can use this to darshan that the wife of my brother Jack, even if he's coming from the same mother, is also going to be usher. Okay, so just let's go. The next part is going to be a question a little bit on this, and that is, if my brother Jack ends up divorcing his wife, and they have kids or they don't have kids, if he's alive, then nothing doing. I'm not allowed to be with this woman. Question is, though, what happens if he dies now and they have kids? I can't be with him either. And this is talking about whether it was from the father or from the mother. Both of them were brothers and father from the mother. But we do know that when it comes to Yibam, the Yibam is only with my brother from the same father. So the Gemara now asks, V'eima eishes ach min ha'eim ki eishes ach min ha'av. Why don't we then say that the eishes ach? Let's say, V'eima eishes ach min ha'eim, the wife of my brother Jack, if we share the same mother, should be just like the eishes ach min ha'av, if Jack and I share the same father. My eishes ach min ha'av la'achem misas b'ayla sharia, just like the eishes ach, my brother's wife, Jack, if we share the same father, after he goes and he dies, it's going to be mutter to me, assuming they don't have any children, then af eishes ach min ha'eim la'achem misa b'ayla sharia. Sharia says Rashi that af ishes ach min ha'eim la'achem misas baila, that if let's say my brother Jack and I were only brothers to the mother, la'achem misas baila, I should be able to marry his wife also. Now we know that Yibam, we've seen many, many times, is only if they are paternal brothers, not maternal brothers. But says Rashi over here that below bottom Sharia, well, let's say Jack dies and they have no kids and we're from the same mother, but not from the same father. It should also be mutter. Vim tomer, if you want to say, hold on, I said hayulfina. We learned earlier in Daf Yudzayin Rebeis that achua achum b'nei Yaakov, and therefore we learned that it's only from the, if they share the same father, not the same mother, because b'nei Yaakov, we know, we're coming off from the same father and Allah sent the same mother, and yet we made exer shavachu achua. Ikalameimar achim mina av mitzvah mina eim rishus. We could say that fine, that's a mitzvah, a chiyuv, but at least this should be a rishus. It should be allowed to do it. Amakra, therefore comes the pasuk and says, he, bahav yasa tehe. When the pasuk speaks about one of the pasuk we brought in the Yud Ches Tes Zion, it said, ervas eishes achicha, the erva of your brother's wife, lo segal, don't reveal, erva sachicha, he, which means, what are we saying, we're learning from the word he, we're learning about v'yosa tehei, that iser remains, it doesn't leave, says Rashi, mehai kra, marbilan eishesach, mina aim. On to the next drushes of understanding what different words are doing in different contexts. Here we go. Achoso dekasav bach kares lamali. Rashi again gives that intro. I just said it. It came with the darash to ha'ara, since we were darshining ha'ara about where we know it was ha'ara's bia, what it is and that, which is going to come back to by the end of this daf. V'kra yisera in extra psukim dekulu kares dachoso my tijers bay. What's the idea when it says kares by achoso? What are we in darshaning? The hak far nichta bekol arayos v'nichusu anafashos osos. You're going to get kares when you're involved with all the arayos. So why do you have to write it dafka by achoso? Lech the Rabbi Yochanan. We need to work according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says the following idea. Let's say Shem Asad Kulam Behelam Achas. If you have a person who goes and is over on many arayas isurim in one shot, we know that a person does something b'shogeg that he would have got kares for if he did it, but maybe he said you have to bring a karban chatas. So what happens if he does like 5, 6, 7, 8 different ones in one shot without realizing that there was a problem here? What's it going to be chayev? Says the Gemara here that if he did them all in one shot, then chayev akol achas v'achas gim chayev on each and every one of them. We learned that out from the fact that it says Karis by Achoso. Says Rashi, Chayav Kalachas, V'ilo, Kasav El Achad Karis, would have just heard Karis once, Akulu Ave Amina, on one of them, I would have thought that Heichadav, Dina Lekulu, Behelem Achad, if I would have done them all in one Helem, Lomachayav El Achad, Behelem only one. Hashta, Havi Dav, Shaya Bechlal, V'yotza Mina Klal, Elamed El Klal, Kulo, Dema. And now we have a principle that happens though, when we go to me, we pull out and say Karis again by Achoso, that comes to teach us something which is Dover that was in the klal, yotza from the klal, in order to teach you about the klal entirely. The ma'achosom yuchedes she erva v'chayevim aleh b'fnei, just like a chosom is its own iser, and you go and you do, you're going to be chayev on it. Af kol she erva v'chayevim aleh b'fnei atzma, you're going to chayev each and every single one of them, and that's why I have to say the word chosom in order to teach you that also. So I carries by chosom also to teach you that it applies to all of them. You're going to chayev on each one of them. Ulu Rabbi Yitzchak. This, by the way, is a Gemara in Makkos. It's a machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Rav Yitzchak. So what about Rav Yitzchak? He learns out that why is it, if it was b'chol krisus b'chlal, we had the pasuk said, anyone who does any of this right is going to get cursed. For lomi yotzu cursed b'chol, so why did Davka, did it single out by a chol? So he says for something else, ladunu b'kares velo b'malkus. Explains Rashi, de'i hisrubola malkos, if this person was given hasra that he's going to get malkos, even though he was going to get karius for behaving in this thing with the ras, but if he was warned he's going to get malkos, ain't a loka. You don't get malkos. Some would say he does, but he's, Yitzchak says, not. The lav shenitin lazar is karesu. Lafikach ain't loka to love. This is something which you're going to get karius for, therefore you don't get malkos is such a thing. So when it says specifically karis by achoso, again, it's coming to tell you that you only give this person, there's only going to get karis, but he does not get malkos. So lechalik midalan, where does he learn lechalik? That you're going to get, each one is going to get its own chatas. Nafkale, he learns it after the pasuk. It says, mi ve'el isha benida tum asa. A woman in her nida state of tuma, you shall not have, don't come close to. Pasuk should have just said, says Rashi, "Lanida lo sikraf, don't come close to Anita." Why does it say "El Isha benidas"? What is it saying? And a woman also, "Lechayev al kol Isha v'Isha," is coming to bechayev for each one of the women. Another question, says the Gemara, "Dodasa," which means your father's brother's wife. The Kasa Rachmana, the pasuk says, "Aririm yu lamali." It says "Aririm," that they're going to be Aririm. What does it mean, Aririm? They're going to have no kids, which essentially means Kareish. Rashi says, Hainu Nami Kareish Shizaru Nichras. Excuse me, cut off. Why do you need to say that by this pasuk? We know that a person is going to have Kareish being any involved in any of these relationships. Look at the Rabbi. And he's according to the Rabbi. The Rabbi Rami, we say we have a pasuk, we have a machlok, we have a stirim sukkim. Ksiv, it says in one pasuk, Aririm Yiyu. That means to say that a person is going to not have any kids, which means to say that if he has kids, that they're going to end up dying. Rashi says, Lashas Aririm Yiyu, Lashas Misasa, and Mash Masofan, Lavo, Lide Arire. The im yesh lo banim kovrin, if the person has children, he will bury them. Uksiv aririm yamusu. And then it says aririm yamusu, which seems to say that what? That if the guy has no kids, then he's going to stay like that until he dies. It says Rashi, mashma dim hein achshav aririn ken yamusu. Afilu yoldu lehem la'achar maisa. First one seems to say that all the kids that were there will die from what happened. Any kid that was alive at the time that they did this ma'isa will end up dying. And the other one seems to be saying that even those that are born after the fact are end up dying. So, says the Gemara, HaKeitzad, how do we go ahead and put these two together? It says, Yesh lo banim kovra. And what it means is if he has kids, then he's going to bury those kids. Ein lo banim holi charire. And if he doesn't have any kids, he's going to make sure it's going to continue not having any kids. Now, one pasuk is talking about, the pasuk that says, Aririm yiyu means, V'isha sheikach es eshes achav. That means you take your brother's wife. Neither he and Ervis Achiv Gila Aririm Yu Kares. Next pasuk is talking about Dodaso, not the next one, literally next one. It's actually the pasuk before. Visha Shayishkav is Dodaso, Ervis Dodo Gila Cheto Yisa Aririm Yamusu. So now the Gemara says, why do I have to say it by both of them? V'itzich Lemichtav Aririm Yiyu, V'itzich Lemichtav Aririm Yamusu. You have to write both psukim. Tikas achonavim yuvi just would have said that they're going to die without any kids, right? Then havamina ad chete. I would have thought only the kids that were born before havamina ad chete until the actual sin. Those ones are going to end up dying. Avamachet ve'elichlo, but the ones that were born after the fact will not. Because achmana arim yamusa. Therefore, it says that they're going to die. That even the ones that are born after the fact are going to die also. Because achmana arim yamusa would have just said that they're going to die. Then havamina mechet ve'elich only from the sin on are going to die. Avamayikarlo, but the ones that were born beforehand won't die. Tzricha. Therefore, we needed to write both. Period. Now, we saw on yesterday's daf, we dealt with the source that Hara is Aser by Arias. That is the beginning of Bia, right? Tchilas Bia. It's going to be Aser by Arias. And it says by Nida, we learned it because it says by Nida, and we extended it to all Arias through the Hekesh of Rabbi Yona, which we learned also earlier, way back in Daf Yud Beis, I believe, if I remember correctly. However, all those cases are Kareis that we have over here, and now we learned it by Arias. Where do we see that Hara is also Aser by Chayve Lavin? Hara, the Chayve Lavin Minolan. Where do we learn that out from? Zok the Gemara. Midigal Rechmana Shichvas Zera Gabe Shifcha Charufa. Michal the Chayve Lavin Behara. First of all, definitionally says Rashi, what the shivcha charufa? It's a shivcha kenanis, a non-Jewish maid servant, hamureses le'eved ivri, who is engaged to be married, le'eved ivri, to a Jewish servant, shemutterba, says Gemara in Krisos Yeraf, kedekhsev, im adonav yitin lo isha. Firstly, Rashi explains to us that a shivcha is chayve lavin hi. It's not a normal case when a man is married to a woman, then the ishis ish iser, if someone is with that married woman, then they get killed. But over here, she's considered chayve lavin, says Rashi. He dechsiv bav lo ye kadesh. And one who has a relationship with a shivcha charufa that's married or engaged to a eved ivri, we know, is not going to get killed, but he has to bring in a carbon. Says Rashi, "V'gali barachmana delomaisi asham." The only time he'd bring the asham is bring a carbon asham. He only bring it ashi yigmar bav. He finishes off the bia. Ashi yigmar bia so dechsev shivchas zera. That has to be zera that's coming out. Mechlal dechayve malkus delav de asham. That implies that if you had chayve lavin that are not in the asham category, for example, a mamzer or a shivcha she'ein charufa, just mahar itself is going to be mechayev someone. So again, says Gemara, midgaler chon shivcha zera gabi shivcha charufa mechalad the chayve lavin mara, that everything else is going to be with hara. It's only that case which is going to be the have to finish it off completely and have zera coming out. But the other cases are by chayve lavin is even just hara. Says Gemara, adaraba, who says midgaler chmana hara b'chayve krisus mechalad the chayve lavin bigmar bia. maybe we should go back and say, hey, we learned by Krisos that that's going to be chayv, that that's going to be chayv even by Ha'ara. So that means to tell you that what? The chayv elavin has to be Gemara Bia. Says Gemara, no, but what are you going to do with the Shivcha Charufa case? Amar Ravashi, him came, that was really true. Lishtokra may Shivcha Charufa. They wouldn't have to say anything about Shivcha Charufa, and obviously we would know that. The fact that they decided to say that must mean that that's not the case. Only by Shivcha Charufa is it going to be able to finish it off, but not by other Chai Ve'lavin. Okay, so now we learned out Krisus. Now we learned out Chai Ve'lavin, but what about another particular case? And that is Ha'ara the Chai Ve'lavin. If it's Ha'ara with Chai Ve'lavin, De Kahuna Minolan. How do we know by a Kohen that's the case also? Rashi says, De Kahuna Minolan, De Mishpacha Lo Gamrinan, Ela Lav Hashava Bakol, Dumi De Shivcha Charufa. We can learn Shivcha Charufa to everything else because everything is equal, but we can't learn it to Kahuna because there's its own particular Isurim that's going on over here. So how do we know that Ha'ara is going to be Aser when it comes to, again, the beginning stages of Bia is going to be Aser for a Kohen to a Grusha or a Kohen Gadol to an Almana? Asya, Kicha, Kicha, Ivigzer Shava. Says Rashi, third to last line, Kicha, Kicha, Ksiv, Gabi, Chayve, Krisos. It says about Isha, Sheyikach, Esachosov, Ksiv, Chayve, Lavin, Dikahuna, Lo, Yikhu. This week's Pasha, my friends. Oh, Parasas Elmor. Therefore, we see it applies there as well. Ha'ara is going to be Aser. So we dealt with Krisos. We dealt with Lavin. We dealt with Lavin by Kahuna. The Chayve Aseh Minon. How do it apply to a Chayve Aseh? Rashi says, for example, could go in Mitzri. Right? It says that only the third, the next, this particular generation can come in. Right? Vadumi ad dar shlishi. Minolan, the Isura Ara did who be Yisrael. V'koy ba'aseh. K'dechsev dar shlishi yavo. Ador Shlishi, you can come into the relationship. Velo Sheni, Velav Abamachal Asay is an Asay. How do you know that if you have a relationship with a Mitzri or an Adumi before that case, that that's going to be also a problem? It's going to be Aser by Ha'ara. That's a stage. Beep, turn the page. Nun, hey, Amad Pays. Asya, Bia, Bia. Xer Shava, Bia, Bia. Rashi says, Bia, Bia, Michaive Lavin, Dixibu, Lo Yavo Mamzer. It says by Pasukin, by Mitzri, Banamasha Yivoldu Lahem, Dor Shlishi Yavo Lemakal Hashem, which is by Mamzer, Lo Yavo, so it says Yavo Lahem Mekal Hashem, Lo Yavo Mamzer Mekal Hashem, Gam Dor Asiri, Lo Yavo Mekal Hashem. So we see over there that we got ourselves a Gzeirah Shava of even by an Asay. The Lava Mamzer and the Asay of Mitzri Ardumi. So we saw that Ha'ara applies to Karis, Lavin, Lav Mekahuna, Asay. What about the Yavama who goes to the Shuk? We know that a Yavama is not allowed to go out to the Shuk. She has to wait for a Yibam or Chalitza. So says Gemara, what's your question? Ilaman damar lav, lav. According to one who says that this is a lav, so then we learned already lav. Ilaman damar asay, asay. Because the pasuk by Yavama says Rashi, lo siya eishes ames, which is a lav. So for a learner from the lavin. Ilaman damar asay, Rashi says, dechsev Yavamo yavo ala, v'lo acher, v'lav abo mechlal asay, is an asay. V'hai lo siya mapik la, lavin kidushin tovsin ba, v'hachi ka'amar. Lo yehei ba, havaya lazar. Rashi ends by saying that this is a machlokas. The plukta of the Rav Shmuel, he be Aisha Kama, this is a machlokas that comes up later on. But nonetheless, for our purposes right now, we say Yilaman Damar Asay, it's an Asay. So we have a pasuk by Yavama, Kenko the Shuk, is a lav or an Asay, but either way, we already answered those questions. So the Gemara, no, it says, mean, Ella Yavama Li Yavam Minalan. So we get rid of that and says, Gemara, no, you're right. What we really meant to say is, Ella Yavama Li Yavam Minalan. How did we know the Kanila Bahara that a Yavam can be Koni Yavama just with that amount of Bia, and that's enough? Says Gemara, Asya Bia, Bia, Gzen, Gzer Shava of Bia, Bia. Says the word Bia by a Yavam. It says the word Bia by Lavin, by Ines or Lav. And therefore, we learn out one from the other. Isha Labaila Minalan. We know that a man is not a Bia. Aisha nicknames Bishlosha Durachim Kesav Sharo Bias. We know that a Bia is one of those processes. Rashi is in a Makadis Bia Minal and Da'ara Makadis. I don't know that's going to work. Asya Kicha Kicha. We have Gzer Shava Kicha Kicha. We have Kicha by marriage. We have Kicha by Kares. And therefore we go and we learn the two out and that's how we know it. Now we see that Ha'ara applies to all these cases. However, there are three cases where you need more than that. You need like Gemara Bia, Shivcha Zera. Says Gemara, Amar Rava, Lamli the Katsav Rechmana Shivcha Zera. Why do you have to tell me Shivcha Zera when it comes by Bishivcha Charufa, which is the case we spoke about as an Eved Shivcha Kenanis who marries Eved Ivri, Shivcha Zera Beishas Ish. It also says Shivcha Zera by Eishas Ish. Pasuk says, "Ve'el isha eishes amisacha lo sitin shchafdecha lezera," which your friend's wife, you can't give over the zera, which is, seems to be mashma. What are we talking about here? It only be also if you do complete it, if you finish it off. But we know the Gemara, as Rashi points out, the Gemara said earlier in Nandala Beis from the Akesha of Ibn Yonah that by all the ervas, and this is one of them, which includes this idea of eishes ish, even the beginning part, even ara is going to be something which is aser. And shivcha zera besota, it says it by sota as well. Also, do we know as a man who warns his wife not to go alone with a certain guy? And what happens if she does? And the pasuk says, by it says the word of, then we know she becomes a sota. It says shivchas zera by the pasuk also. V'shachav isho sa shivchas zera. Even though we know that you don't have to be in there the amount of time that it's only for ha'ara, so why does it say this? So it says, Gemara, the shivcha rufa the kedamrin. By shivcha rufa, it's like we already said, it says Rashi to be in Gemar Bia, needs Gemar Bia. The lo teme ki hechi de mechayiv malkus ba'ara lechayiv nami. No, it has to have Gemar Bia. The Eishes Ish Prat L'Meshamish Mace. Rashi says what that means is that the L'Meshamish Mace is Be'ever Mace, below Kishay Dein Roy Lazria. That's be something that has the ability of giving out seed. But if a man does Eishes Ish, which is with his Aver, when it's not the Kishay, it's considered like it's dead, Kilu. So then that's not going to do anything. That's not over the Isser. Hanicha L'Manda Amr M'Shamish Be'ever Mace by Rayos. Potter. Let's try it again. Honey, chalamanda amar mishamish mace by rayos pater. Someone who's mishamish with a mace, in other words, not with a dead person, but with an erva, with his erva, it's shmandrik. You know, is shmandrik. If it's not hard, then you're going to be pater. So that works. But elamanda amar chayev. But of course, when it says that you're chayev for such an act, even that. So then, Michael Lemmer, why do I have to, what's it talking about when it says idea of zera ella? Prat l'mashamish mesa, coming to exclude a case of where the woman is dead, right? So you're having a relationship with this dead woman. It's not that I mean, I would have thought hol acher misa nami ikrishero, since after she dies, she's still considered the relative. What does that mean? That means to say, if a man is married to a woman, the woman dies, they're still considered related. Where do we see that? It says Rashi. Sakat dechemina hol v'lachem isaso she'eru the baila mikri tchsev gabi tuma ki im l'she'eru v'arminan she'eru zu ishto l'chayev aleha. That we know that Kohen is allowed to become tamei mace for people that are she'eru, and one of them is called his wife, and therefore it's called a relative effort. So Ema would have said l'chayev aleha be'eshes ish. I would have said that a person is going to be chayiv eishes ish, come to tell you that it's not true. That's only if she's alive, not if she's dead. So if a man has a relationship with a dead woman who is married, that's not over nisar eishes ish. The sota lamelish, why did I need it by sota? Lech detanya shiv chazera prat ledover acher. That's coming to exclude another type of thing. Now, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, my davar acher, amrav sheishes prat l'shekine la shalo kedarko. Look at the kedarka. In order for sota to be a sota, it needs to be the husband warns her not to be alone and be involved in some sort of relationship, which is not okay. But if a guy says, don't be alone with that person in order to do, be a shalo kedarka, says Rashi, shahaya choshda imo bekach, ukishamar al testiri imo yadua lakol de ladas kain is hira, de loya choshda imo bebias acheris. Okay, so basically what comes out is if he does such a thing and he warns her, don't be alone, be a little kedaka, that's not considered kina, that some sort of warning that now she's going to be sota. Amar le Rava, so that's why it says it's got to be bia, meaning something that's going to be gemur that can actually cause some sort of pregnancy. Amar le Rava, mishkivei ishiksiv. Since we know that mishkivei isha, which means sleeping with the woman, Rashi says hukshu shneyem, which means if a man sleeps with a woman, whether kedaka or shalo kedaka, both of them is going to be considered a eishes ish prohibition, a problem. So why can't it be that also the guy warns his wife not to be involved with her, even shalo kedaka? Why isn't that enough? Bavad him lo kedaka. Why isn't that enough as a kina? Ella, my rabbi ever says, must be telling you davar achas amiyas pratel shekini zeh la derech ivarim. This is talking about if he warns her not to be involved with this man by rubbing the man rubbing his aver on other parts of her body. Rashi says, for example, miyachdadim bedashmi bechutz b'shayir varim, other types of varim. That type of warning is not really a warning of sota. Amalei abaye, he says, and that's why it has to be something which is used lashon of gemar bia above shivcha zera. Amalei abaye pritzusa aser achmana. Rashi basically explains it's obvious that that's not going to be something which is going to be a type of warning. That's not what the Torah is talking about. It talks about sota. So you don't need a pasuk to tell me that. We know that already. Elam Rabbi Pratlik Shekinei La Beneshika. The word neshika literally means to kiss, but over here what it means is neshikas aver. It says Rashi, aver noshik v'malkam tashmish. If it just touches that area, that's where he warned her. In such a case, that wouldn't be enough of a warning to get her off. That would be a sota. So don't think you're going to get away by saying, I warn you not to be involved with neshikas aver. That's not going to be enough to cause a sota. Hani chlamandama ha'ara zu hachnas zatara. Now even machlokas about what exactly is ha'ara itself. Is ha'ara... Is this idea of ha'ara hachnas zatara, that the atara, the crown, actually goes inside, or is it neshika? Is it actually just touches? Hani chlaman damar ha'ara zu hachnas zatara. Therefore, neshikas aver is not enough. Ela leman da amar zu neshika. The one who says that ha'ara is neshika, hainu hach, then ma'ik lememar. That should mean that a sota would be considered sota, but just this warning. Ela liolim, really, what were we talking about? Then what is it? It means shekine la derech varim. It's talking about we did a derech varim. And you said, what do you mean? I need a pasuk for that. I know myself. That's clearly not going to be something which is going to be... What the Torah is talking about when it comes to sota. No, because I would have thought, b'kpeida de baal tal rachmana. Everything depends on the k'peida of the baal. V'ha k'kapid, and that's what he's makbid of. So therefore, he warned of such a thing, and therefore it should make her a sota. Kamash Balan comes to tell you that even if you're makbid on that, sorry, butla daito, we don't care. I know this is a long one, but stick with me. We're at the very end now. Just going to go quickly. Amar Shmuel, ha'ara zu neshika. What is ha'ara? The first stages. That is called neshika. That means when it just touches. That's what Shmuel says. Mashallah adam shemineh etzba alpiv. It's like a person who puts his finger on his lips. And we know that even though it's just touching a little bit, it still envelops it to drop. And that's considered ha'ara. It's like you started off. E'ef shal yitcha kabas. It's not possible. Didn't push on it. Yaseh rabba barbechanam rabbi Yochanan. So that was the way Shmuel explained it. The ha'ara is neshika. When rabba barbechanam rabbi Yochanan, and he said the name of Rav Yochanan. We're going to see a machlokas in a minute. We're going to see a different version of Rav Yochanan in a minute. But Rabbi Berbechana said, Gemar Bia b'shivcha charufa. We said that a shivcha charufa has to do a Gemar Bia. And the Gemar Bia of shivcha charufa, zu achnos zatara, that's when you put the atara in. Says Rashi, that's mechal, that implies that the neshika ha'ara, hikishmol, that looks like shmol, then it just touched a little bit, that's called the ara, and Gemar Bia is when the atara is in. We have different stages. We have just neshika touching it, we have the atara in, and then we have all the way in. Right, where actually the aver is it. So now it says b'shivcha rufa zu achnas zatara. Masav Rav Sheshes came in, he asked the kasha and says shicha zera eno chayev ela al bias hamiruk. My love merik gid. It says by the shivcha charufa that it's got to be shivcha zera, and there's only mechayev if the beer is hamiruk. That means that if they could have that zera is going to come out, and is it not so that we're talking about the merik gid, that it's actual shaft, not just the atar, not just the crown? It says gemara lo merik atar. It's talking about the merik of the atar itself. That is enough. Now we take a look at a different way. Kasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. We had before it says that Rav Yochanan is Rabbi Rabbechana Rav Yochanan. It says that gemara Gemar Bia is the Hachnas Zatara. But now we see differently. Ha'ara is Hachnas Zatara. Just Ha'ara is Hachnas Zatara. Amar Leisa said to him, Baha Rabbi Berchana, Lo Amar Achi, didn't say like that. He said that Hachnas Zatara is Gemar Bia. So Amar Lui says, Ihu Shakri, Ana Shakri, one of us is wrong, one of us is lying. Kiyasa Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now we take a look and we see someone who's going to back up Rav Dimi. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'ara is Hachnas Zatara. Same idea that he said. Says Gemara, Ad Rabbi Berchana Vadi Poli. He's definitely arguing Rabbi Berchana's version. Ad Shmuel Limi Poli. Is he arguing on Shmuel though? Who said that ha'ara is neshikas aver? Says Gemara, lo, me neshika va'arachnas zatara ha'ara kari. That's all called ha'ara from the neshika until the atara. Further than that, it's going to be Gemara. Kiyasa Rabbi Shmuel bar Yehudam Rabbi Yochanan. But we have over here another version of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. He says ha'ara is achnas zatara ha'ara that is putting in the achnas zatara. Gemara bia mamish. The Gemara bia is when you do a full on bia, meaning he actually has part of the shaft in as well, but not just the atara. Beep, turn the page, nun, vav, amid, aleph, mikan ve'elech, but from then on, meaning backwards, from before it, achnas atara, meaning just neshika, before it actually goes in, eino ela neshika, upater ela, it's just considered neshika, and that's called, and they're going to be putter. Clearly, upalag of the Shmuel, that is going to be arguing with Shmuel. Because he calls neshika ha'ara, and over here it's saying you're going to be putter. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.